大家好 ，Hello everybody, and welcome to another Morning English podcast. My name is Jack.
大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
So, as you know, Mumu, not long until a trip to England.
Yeah, I know. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Probably eat fish and chips and have a cup of tea. Got to be.
That sounds nice, actually, Jack. Yeah. 就是他回去的第一件事情就要吃中国，不是不是中国去了，英国，英国非常有名的炸鱼薯条，还有喝茶。I'm glad you said tea, because that's what we're going to talk about today.
Ah, well planned, Mumu, well
planned. You planned everything, did you?
Okay, so what are we going to take a look at first?
今天我们要讲一下，要聊一下茶。那么如果大家想收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。刚刚 Jake 问了我一个问题，就是我们先聊聊什么呢？ I thought we could talk about English tea first.
Okay.
Do you all love and drink lots of tea? 英国人都爱喝茶吗？我很好奇。
Yeah, I would say probably about 80%. I think we're definitely a nation of tea lovers.
I thought only middle-aged.
No, no, everybody.
Or old men.
No, any age people drink tea. Any age.
所有年龄阶段的人都爱喝茶，大概80%的人，英国人都爱喝。And do they all drink English tea with milk?
Yeah.
Milk tea.
Yes, yeah, that's the best. However, you'll be pleased to know there are a lot of coffee drinkers in the UK also.
Thank you for telling me this. I was starting to worry, but I suppose Starbucks is everywhere.
Yeah, that is very true. So, when you are offered tea in England, you will be asked, how do you take it?
How do you take it? Does this mean, how would you like it?
Yeah.
就是你有什么喜好。
Exactly, yeah. So, your response should be about if you would like milk or sugar, and how much of those things you would like.
对，就是可以加糖加奶，然后加多少糖加多少奶。Give us an example.
Okay, so
it's an order.
Okay, I would say, can I have my tea with milk and one sugar, please?
Okay, so if I'm the one who sell the tea, what should I say?
You say, how would you like your tea, or how do you take it?
How would you like your tea, 或者是 how would you like to take it?
Now, how do you...
How do you like
to... Yeah, how do you take it? Just how do you take it?
How do you take it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, teacher. So, can I have my tea with no milk? That's not me.
That's not you.
and two sugars. What if I want to say 很多很多的 milk?
很多很多的 milk, just extra milk.
Extra milk, yeah, extra but more milk. Than extra.
More than extra?
Yeah.
No.
I want a box of milk.
Just
a gallon.
Oh, no, this is weird milk tea. Definitely not.
Anyway, it's my cup of tea, not yours.
Exactly. But for me personally, I think just a little bit of milk is just enough.
Extra milk. Okay. Well, we shall advise our listeners to do that if they ever go to the UK.
Okay, but if you like a really strong tea...then you can ask for a builder's tea. This has no sugar and very, very little milk, and it's very, very strong.
对，刚刚这个说的这种呢，就是没有糖，然后只加了一点点的奶。要喝这种的话呢，我们直接说我要来一杯 builder's tea. So it's called builder's tea because this is a tough guy tea, 硬汉茶，对不对？
Yeah, I guess so, I guess so.
So you must be like it so much.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but...
Because you're a tough guy.
I think it's okay, but the different types of tea you can order, there's lots. Like, it sounds like only milk and sugar, but you can have with honey, and you can have with, like, other stuff and sweeteners.
想放什么都可以，还可以放蜂蜜。
So there's a lot of stuff, yeah. And if you don't like a type of tea, you can say, this is not my cup of tea. So that's where the expression comes from.
就是由于呢有各种不同类型的茶，于是就有了一个这样的表达，就是 not my cup of tea 啊，不是我不是我的这杯茶，不太喜欢这个东西。
Yeah,
可以造个句子吗？
So, yeah, you could say like this album is not my cup of tea.
对，就比如说这个专辑就不是我的菜，不好听，或者是 that man is not my cup of tea. 可以说那种就是你不喜欢类型的人就不是我的菜。然后 are there any other tea?Idioms.
Yeah, there are loads, but I'm sure I've listed them before, but I can't remember. Too much talk about tea.
So, well, what is it?
okay, right. So the first one I have is storm in a teacup, meaning that it's not a big deal.
It makes sense. 就是因为这个 storm 就是暴风雪，那暴风雪在一个 teacup 在茶杯里，也就是说茶杯里的暴风雪，这暴风雪就很小嘛，就没啥大不了的。
Yeah, so you could say this is just a storm in a teacup, meaning it's not a big problem. Calm down, calm down.
别太激动，别太紧张，没啥大不了的。I actually have another couple of questions about tea in England.
Shoot.
Do people drink tea every day in England? 就是每天他们都喝吗？就像 just like me, I can't control myself to drink coffee and milk tea and lemon tea.
Yeah, they usually do, but usually not late at night. Not usually late
just
at
like
night.
Just like you, then you cannot fall asleep
yeah, exactly.
for 3 days.
Oh, especially if I drink coffee.
对，就是哎，我还听说英国有什么 tea time. So when you have tea time, this is for just drinking tea.
No, actually, funnily enough, it means...Dinner time. It's not actually time for drinking tea.
Oh, so they said this tea time 指的就是 dinner time. So maybe after tea time, we'll have another dinner time.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, tea time is dinner time. Yeah,
I know. Okay, that makes sense.
I know. Confusing. Confusing.
And also, I have another question. What do you think the main differences between English and Chinese tea is there? 就我们中国也是喝茶大国呀。就是那么在喝茶方面有什么区别吗？
我们中国也是喝茶大。
本来就是，别笑。
Smaller mugs.Stronger taste, and also English tea is made using a tea bag, not leaves.
Oh, you mean the mugs in England are smaller?
No, the mugs in England are much bigger.
Oh, 就是说这个在英国他喝茶的茶杯更大一些，茶味更浓一些。真的吗？
真的。
我们的茶味道也很 strong 的。
真的。
OK, 而且他们用的主要是 tea bag, 茶包。
茶包。
而不是 leaves 这种茶叶。
Yeah.
So, are you sure you can give me any more idioms relating to tea?
Well, I've been thinking, I've been racking my brains.
脑袋都想炸了，想不出。
I've just thought about one that I haven't mentioned before, actually.
Okay.
Do you know about tea and sympathy? Tea and sympathy.
Tea and sympathy. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Well, it means you're going to listen to a person with your heart and give them some attention, you know. So maybe somebody...
But sympathy means...
Yeah.
Must someone have something bad things happen on them?
Yeah, exactly. Like, so somebody have a breakup and you give them tea and sympathy, you know, like, aww.
Oh, 喝茶喝茶。喝茶。开心点开心点。就是准备好茶然后给你喝茶然后并且安慰你。I'm with you, well, how about I try one with you?
Okay.
So how about not for all the tea in China?
Very good.
这和 China 有关系。
对 I know this one.
Okay, can you explain it to us?
Well, Not for all the tea in China. So, of course, there is a lot of tea in China. So, if somebody offers you, you know, something, they say, oh, can you do this for me? Then you can reply, not for all the tea in China. Meaning, like, never,
I'm not going
to
help you.
Yeah, never, never.
下次如果你不想帮别人想委婉的拒绝的话呢 next time if you want to refuse others, maybe you can say, not for all the tea in China.
Yeah, it means you really don't want to do something for them.
But anyway, they were not going to understand.
Probably not.
OK, 今天我们分享了很多和茶有关的一些表达以及英国人喝茶的一些习惯。OK, so much for today's podcast.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us, guys. I've been Jack.
我是木木,我们下期见。
再见,
拜
拜。
早安英文给大家录了一档英语口语急救包的新专辑,带着大家从衣食住行一起来学习地道的口语表达。那么大家在喜马拉雅搜索早安英文就可以找到这个新专辑了。让我们一起快速帮你解决开口难的大问题。感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程了解详情。请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。